You're listening to Business Matters.
Welcome. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I had the opportunity to be a part of our trade mission to Cuba, which went extremely well. We had 36 folks from the Santa Fe area who joined us on our trade mission. We were able to go directly from Miami to Havana, and we got the opportunity to experience some of the UNESCO-designated historic sites in Havana. We had a number of cultural meetings and presentations in terms of dance and art. We got a tremendous tour of the Cuban National Art Museum, which was absolutely fascinating. We got some musical presentations. We got to visit with some hospitality folks, and it was really a great, great trip. And we're going again in the fall, so if you have any interest in going to Cuba in September, it's very well priced. Give Bridget a call at the Chamber office, 988-3279, and you can be a part of our Cuban trade mission. Let me just talk about some events we've got coming up. Next Friday, June 1st, will be our Business Over Breakfast. We're going to be at the Doubletree by Hilton. This is the newly remodeled Holiday Inn, used to be over on Sirius Road and Rodeo Road. Now it's Doubletree by Hilton. They've done a great job fixing up the property. And join us for Business Over Breakfast. Starts at 8:30 on Friday, June 1st. And then on Thursday, June 7th, is our Red Carpet Awards event presented by Daniels Insurance. It's going to be at the Farmers Market Building. We present the Business Excellence Awards for this year, the Green Business of the Year Award, and also hear from the finalists for the BizMix Business Plan Competition, who will be there as well. It's at the Farmers Market Building. It's just a couple of hours, 5:30 to 7:30. It's going to be a great time. Mayor Koss is going to join us for that event. And again, give us a call, 988-3279, if you're interested in participating there. One other event I want to mention is the Business After Hours, Thursday, June 28th. We will be at Prescott Studio, which is that colorful studio over on Awafria and Sile. You've seen the very brightly colored sculptures out there, huge colored sculptures. And we're going to host our After Hours at Prescott Studio. That'll be 5:30 on Thursday, June 28th. And my first guest today is Linda Trujillo, who is with Rejuvenate Nutrition. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, thank you very much.
Good to have you here. Tell me, what is Rejuvenate Nutrition?
Rejuvenate Nutrition is a nutritional bar. We serve primarily nutritional meal replacement shakes in all variety of flavors to assist with weight loss and weight management. However, we also do have we've added a sports line of shakes to meet the needs of all athletes and the very active.
So you actually make shakes that are good for you. When you say shakes and weight loss in the same sentence, it sounds kind of contradictory.
They're very healthy ingredients. Shakes, yes. We have, they pretty much run about 150 calories per shake. So keeping the calories low to either lose weight or maintain. And we're just trying to make it a little bit more convenient for people to get something healthy rather than, driving through a drive-through and grabbing something quick.
Now, do you talk to people about what they need? So, for example, flexibility?
Yes, we do. We have wellness evaluations. So we do sit one-on-one with somebody and talk about their specific needs and goals.
Let's talk right away about where you're located.
Okay. We're at 720 St. Michael's Drive. At the Del Sol Plaza Shopping Center between Smith's and Anytime Fitness.
Over by Hidden Chicken. Back in that center. Okay. And what hours are you open?
We're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Sundays from 10 to 2.
Now let's talk a little bit about Herbalife because you're part of that network. Talk about the way that works for you.
Herbalife is a multi-marketing system, and so we don't work for Herbalife, but we do distribute the product, and so we become our own independent businesses and sell the product.
Now, they're very well known. They're nationwide.
They're nationwide. They're open in over 83 countries. They have,
So they're an international company, actually. 83 countries, you said?
83 countries, yes.
Okay. And so the ingredients that they supply go into the shakes and products that you sell?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And how did you get started in this? Talk a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I'm still a full-time employee with the state of New Mexico, and I'm on my last year. My husband retired in October from the Santa Fe Fire Department. And so we were looking for like a second career, I guess. And we've always been very active, physically active. Both David and I are high school coaches. David coaches football and wrestling, and I coach swimming. And so we knew the physical part of it, but we were always lacking that nutritional value. And so when we were introduced to the Herbalife product, we were just noticing immediate results. It's something that we can stick to for a lifestyle. And so we just started going to a lot of seminars and trainings and just really learning about the product. And then from there, we just saw opportunity for a club, for a business. And so we looked around, and within a month, we had our space, and we opened on January 9th, and it's been going since, going strong.
And how's it going so far?
It's awesome.
It's going well.
It's going very well.
Excellent. Yes. I like to ask people what they enjoy about their business. Tell me what you find rewarding.
Oh, just the people. Just really enjoy talking with the people and helping the people meet their goals, and just really interacting with everybody.
And what do you find challenging? What was the surprise from when you opened your business in January?
The challenge for us right now is stocking, is keeping the product on the shelves. It's difficult. People are really getting into it. They're seeing quick results. They're wanting it at their house as well. So we're just constantly retailing it out. So I've already upped my orders to twice a week. So yeah, we're just very overwhelmed with it, but we love it.
So that's almost an inventory control problem. I mean, in a lot of ways, that's a great problem to have.
It is. It's a great problem to have. Yeah.
But at the same time, you need to be able to predict and project what it is that people are going to be looking for, make your orders appropriate. You don't want to be buying product that's going to sit on the shelf and not move. So.
Exactly. So I've come up with a system where I'm trying to actually keep two inventories on hand, one for specifically for the bars and the daily operations, and then one specifically for the retail.
Now, you mentioned you're still working at the state of New Mexico.
Yes.
How do you manage to run a business at the same time? You must be driving yourself crazy.
Well, my husband, of course, is retired, so he primarily works there full time. And then I come in between hours and weekends.
What part of the state do you work for?
Human Services Department.
Oh, dear. Okay. Yep. And you've been there for quite a while, by the
sound of it. 24 years.
Okay. Yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
A long time. You've certainly contributed. Are you looking forward to that retirement or transition?
I am. I think it's time for a new journey. Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned weight loss earlier, and obesity is a huge problem. Almost every week we're hearing more news, bad news about obesity. What's particularly concerning, of course, is the young, the youth.
Yes.
And you talked earlier about fitness and exercise, and then the flip side, of course, is nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you put into your body, but also how you use your body and keeping busy. Do you work with young people? Do you have clients or customers? I guess you do, families and so on?
We do. And then coming from the high school coaching background too, so we've been able to incorporate a lot of our athletes into the program as well. But yes, we have all ages coming in throughout the day, and specifically high school students. Yeah,
you're particularly important in terms of nutrition because, I'm not going to knock any particular product, but soft drinks are so prevalent, the amount of sugar in there and so on. And, you know, it's okay to have a Coke a day. That's fine. That's not going to do any harm. But when you see young people with half gallons of Coke every day, that's where things start to get out of balance.
Right. And so it's just educating them. It's educating them, educating their families, and just kind of showing that there are other options than just sodas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the ingredients that go into the shakes that you make.
The ingredients that the main meal replacement shakes that we primarily serve there are a soy-based protein to help maintain. So that's how we were able to keep the calories down. All different flavors. We have six different flavors that we mix and match and make all sorts of varieties. We also have a sports line that is whey protein and casein protein.
Okay. And let's give your phone number.
690-5869.
Excellent. I'm speaking with Linda Trujillo. Her company is Rejuvenate Nutrition. She's at 720 St. Michael's Drive, back in the Smith's Shopping Center over there. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. A reminder again that our Business Awards event is Thursday, June 7th. It starts at 5:30. It's at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Building from 5:30 to 7:30. We're going to have, I think we have already 10 different Santa Fe restaurants who'll be providing hors d'oeuvres. There'll be a cash bar and entertainment. We've got a DJ who's going to be playing some great music that night. Just a couple of hours, we're going to recognize our great volunteers who've helped out the chamber this year. We're going to recognize the best businesses in Santa Fe. We'll be presenting the Santa Fe Small Business of the Year Award, as well as the Century Bank Business Excellence Awards and the Community College Green Business of the Year Award. So we're going to recognize some great businesses. It's only $30. You can go to santafechamber.com, get your ticket online. You can buy your ticket at the door. But if you want to come out and network, meet and greet with some of the business leaders from the community, please join us once again Thursday, June 7th, 5:30 at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Building. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear some more from Linda. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I'm here every week at this time speaking with local business people, talking to Chamber members about their businesses, getting to know what it is that they do, what they enjoy, what they find challenging, and how they're involved in the community. And I'm speaking today with Linda Trujillo, who is with Rejuvenate Nutrition, and her store is at 720 St. Michael's Drive. Linda, talk a little bit about your community involvement. You mentioned your husband briefly, who's involved with high school athletics, but talk about your own involvement.
So right now we are one of the two businesses in Santa Fe who are distributors for the Santa Fe Fuego, the new pro baseball team.
Yes, that's right.
So we have their apparel there, and so we get a lot of...
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we were very strong proponents of Fuego. We thought that was a great thing for Santa Fe to have pro ball, and a lot of politics involved, but we got it done. So you have the hats and
vests. So we have the hats, the T-shirts, a couple of tickets. And then we get a lot of our club members, and we go down to the games, and we cheer on our team.
Root for the local team.
Yes.
Are you any relation to Ronnie Trujillo, the city councilor?
No, okay. But we're very good friends.
Okay, because he was a partner of mine in getting that thing done. So excellent.
Again, we coach high school, so we're involved with the high school community. Both David and I are fitness instructors. He coaches. He mainly does personal training, and when he retired from the fire department, he was the training officer. I teach classes, anything from water aerobics to spinning. And then we are involved with the Girls and Boys Club. We deal a lot with them. In fact, we have a mobile unit, a Rejuvenate Mobile, that goes to different activities. And the most recent one that we just did, it's run by my brother, Andrew Vigil. And the most recent one that he did was a Boys and Girls Club and a National Guard sponsorship at Ortiz Middle School. They did a field day. And so we get out there and we just help and have fun with the kids and educate them on nutrition. We're part of the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce.
Of course.
And so
we appreciate that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We try to attend the activities that you give to us. So.
Great. And I know you have a couple of kids as well. So you must be involved through their activities and so on.
Yes. Yes, we do. We follow them. They're very active. High school activities, cross-country runner, football, wrestling, swimming.
I want to ask you about working with your husband. It seems as though Santa Fe has a lot of couples who are in business together. And I used to have this conversation with different people when they're getting ready to start up a business, and they talk about going into business with their partner or a spouse and how it could be challenging but rewarding at the same time. Yeah. Has it been positive for you?
It has been very positive. Not just with my husband, but as a family too. We spend a lot of good quality time together. We all have such different ideas, but in the end, we always come together and make it happen.
Well, so you're absolutely right. It ultimately, is about spending time and having trust as well. If you,
it
you
is.
Know that
and
family
having,
bond.
Yes, and having high school kids, age kids, they like to do their little thing too, but they like spending time with mom and dad. So that's just been awesome for us.
Excellent. Yeah. And talk a little bit about the economy, because we've been through a tough couple of years. You mentioned that you're also employed by the state of New Mexico, be getting ready to retire there. Did it concern you that in a tight economic environment, it's a difficult time to start a business?
We did, and we thought long and hard about it. But ultimately, we feel that people really are concerned about their health. And so being in the health industry, you know, people would rather put what they can into their health rather than, you know, I don't know, pedicures or something. So health is always seems to be one of their number one.
I think you're right. It's a priority. And yourself, I've had some other guests on the show, but also chamber members. Lot of fitness-related businesses in Santa Fe. Zumba classes, yoga classes, all different kinds of things. Anytime Fitness have been on the show, you know, fitness centers where people can go and let themselves in 24 hours a day and work out at their own time.
Right. And so even health industry is noticing the importance of health. Preactive, by taking a preactive approach, you know, offering that senior sneakers program. So they offer free membership. They'll pay for a membership as long as they're going to get, you know, fit using that membership.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I was looking yesterday at some economic forecasting where Santa Fe is going in the next 10 or 15 years, as best as they can tell. And health is forecast to be our biggest growth industry in our community. Right. Partly we've got the infrastructure here now, regional medical center. But also because the population is aging, and again, that sort of plays into your business where people start to pay, when things slow down, they start to pay more attention.
And I had mentioned earlier that we get a lot of high school aged kids, and I think we really see that this generation really has it. They understand the importance of the health. And so we're getting, these kids are bringing in their parents. And they're like, talk to us about it. Show my parents what this is about. And so, you know, it is. It's really helping.
I was watching TV. They had a segment on Zumba. I mentioned that earlier. And they showed a class on one of the Pueblos doing Zumba, which was a sort of really non-traditional audience, I think, for that kind of fitness class. And it was great to see some of the ladies from the Pueblo getting involved.
Yes. And then they're getting involved with Herbalife as well. So it's a big circle. It works well together.
Talk again about your location. Do you have any advice for someone who's thinking of starting a business? You said that you had, were looking at retirement and what your next step was going to be. Having gone through the past 5 months in business, do you have any words of wisdom for someone who's thinking of starting up an enterprise?
Well, definitely, you know, be familiar with what you're going into. Be familiar with your product. Learn the ins and outs of getting your permits and your insurances and all that. That was very difficult for me. But just getting familiar with that part of it.
The regulation,
the
licensing,
the taxes and everything.
Yeah. And of course, we have some great resources in Santa Fe. Come talk to us at the Chamber. Go to the Small Business Development Center. We've got a great chapter of SCORE who can help out with advice. But do this stuff before you start.
Exactly.
Because the preparation, I think, is very important.
And, you know, really take time into writing your business plan.
One more time, give your contact information. If someone wants to learn more about Rejuvenate Nutrition, how can they reach you?
We're at 720 St. Michael's Drive, and our phone number is 690 5869.
Excellent. Been speaking with Linda Trujillo from Rejuvenate Nutrition. Stop by and see her business. She is a member of the Chamber. We're very pleased to have her investment supporting our organization. And I know she has a decal in her window saying that she's a proud member of the Chamber of Commerce. If you're listening, you have a business in Santa Fe, please consider joining our organization. We are a small business chamber. We're a small business town, and we proudly represent almost 900 businesses locally, most of which have less than 10 employees. That's our focus, is small business issues. And I'm going to take a break in just a second. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about wireless, because there's an issue in front of the city council to do with wireless access, and very important for business growth. But we're going to take a break. Business Matters from the Chamber. Back in a minute. Welcome back. Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. Before I introduce my next guest, I want to spend just a second talking about wireless access in Santa Fe. There's a little controversy going on about the construction of a new tower. Did a little background research on the issue. There are 1.9 million cell phone towers in the United States, and there are over 40,000 cell phones in Santa Fe. This is not experimental technology. This is part of life. And I know 20 years ago it would have seemed strange that we're all walking around with cell phones in our pockets, but they have really become part of family, education, and business life. And in order to keep up, we are going to need bandwidth. And that's what this cell phone tower issue is all about. Education depends upon cell phones, wireless access, tablets, access to the internet, public safety, whether it's police, fire, traffic, depend upon wireless access. Every police cruiser has access through wireless systems. Families depend upon cell phone access. There is barely a family out there that doesn't keep in touch with the kids, keep in touch with grandparents through cell phones, through texting and checking in. This is not an experiment. This is part of business and life in the United States. And in order for Santa Fe to keep up, we're going to need that infrastructure to make that happen. And, of course, the Chamber represents business. We want local businesses to be able to have that access. More and more people are working from home. They have live-work space. They work online. They work remotely. They keep in touch with their business through their cell phones, through their tablets, through laptops. All of this works through wireless systems. And as I said, in order to keep competitive, we are going to need wireless infrastructure, and we support that. The biggest health risk from a cell phone is texting while driving. Do not text while you drive. But having a cell phone tower in the neighborhood is not going to hurt your health. That's our position. You may read a opinion piece from me in the Santa Fe New Mexican in the next few days about this issue. Welcome to talk to anyone about it anytime, 988-3279. I'm in the office. And you can talk about the issue, but Chamber supports wireless, we support access, we support jobs in Santa Fe. And my next guest is Joe Allgood, who is here from Graphics Sky. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Tell me, Graphics Sky, not Graphics Guy, but Graphics Sky.
Well, we refer to ourselves as the Graphics Sky Graphics Guys.
There we go. Graphics Sky Graphics Guys. That's good. Tongue twister.
Thank you very much.
What exactly is Graphics Sky?
Graphics Sky is a copy and print company, and we do everything from create business cards, postcards, flyers, letterhead, banners, signs, a multitude of products, and all of which I can't pull to mind right now. But basically, our interest is doing business-to-business promotions, helping the businesses out there presently promote themselves by giving them top-quality materials to do that very thing with.
Now, this is card copy materials, not website design and those kind of things.
That is correct. Yeah, we do not do website design. However, we do graphic design. So if someone isn't sure what they want on a piece of promotional material, we can help them come up with a layout, a logo design, and a look that is very professional and really helps them nail it so that they can get out there and grow their business and succeed.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because my last guest was a startup business. She's only been going a couple of months. So if someone is considering starting a business, they, of course, they need the appropriate regulation and licensing, but a big part of their business is going to be their brand, their look, their literature.
Definitely.
You mentioned business cards, signage, those kinds of things. So do you sit down with a client and actually just have a conversation about what their needs are going to be and what kind of image they want to portray?
Absolutely. We could take someone who has no idea how they want to brand their business, and we can take them by the hand and walk them through the process from step one. Or if someone has something that already exists and they just want to tweak it a little bit, we can help them polish it to where it really pops and gets their message out the way they want it done. And we enjoy having people come into the shop and discuss these things with us. And Josh Waybright, my partner, is the primary graphic designer who sits down and really has a way of getting in touch with what the customer wants to communicate and helping them come up with the best and simplest way to do it most effectively.
And so I just mentioned startup, but then, of course, sometimes the business is going through a transition. Perhaps they want to refresh their look. Perhaps they have a new product or service that they've added and they want their look to reflect the new direction that they're going, may have a slight name change, those kinds of things. Again, you can have a sit down, have a conversation about what where they want to go and what their needs are.
That is correct. And sometimes when a company has existed for a little while and they are wanting to make a little bit of a lane change, it's important not to lose the old brand identity while adjusting their offerings or their public image to something that is more expansive or of a, say, a new capability or product that they've now become able to offer.
Now, we've had the pleasure of doing business with Graphic Sky for a number of years. Graphic Sky is a member of the chamber. And a couple of times you've done some work for us on very short notice. We've had to have a poster, a banner, some kind of visual product that we've needed in a short time. And you've done a great job turning those around and working with us. So you're very flexible. Work gets done locally.
Yes.
On a deadline.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we believe that while it's best to be as prepared as you can in advance, there are times when something comes up right now and, by God, you just got to have it, and we're there for our customers when those moments arrive.
So let's talk about the background of the business. How did it get started?
Well, back in 2004, Josh started the business, and it was a home-based business initially. He was focusing on environmental publications for entities like New Mexico State University, University of New Mexico, New York State, the Climate Control Council, I believe it was, and just to name a few. And then that grew into sign and banner making and wide format printing. After that, he established an online presence, graphicskyprinting.com, to expand his offerings, and that's when he started getting into the offset printing with a partnership through an off-site printing entity and offering a whole variety of products that are printed, everything from, once again, business cards to things you might not expect, like roll decals, you know, stickers that you could stick on things, and as well as the conventional things that people might expect, again, the signs, the banners, the letterhead, the business cards. And as the economy hit and took its downturn, Josh had an opportunity and found it wise to scale back and return to being a home-based business for a time, maintaining a customer base all the while. And then that's where I entered the picture. And I came in and I got to know Josh through a mutual friend of ours. And I observed his operation and we got to talking and found out I had some background in this area as well. And we came up with an agreement and decided to partner up, get back out there and reestablish a storefront. And here we are, hitting the ground running, ready to sack him up and call him George, as my dad would say, and provide Santa Fe with some of the best printing and copying that can be had.
And where are you located?
We are presently located at 3217 A Richards Lane, which is in the Richards Avenue Business Park off of Rufina and Henry Lynch Road.
Gotcha. And what hours are you open?
8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, excellent. Now, Joe, do you actually go out and visit with a business? You're a social kind of guy. You get out and go and see somebody on site?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is definitely part of our promotion plan, to get out there and shake hands and kiss babies and let people know we're there, let them know what we can offer. give them free gifts now and then, like notepads printed in-house, and generate their business, earn their trust, and provide a quality product that they can count on.
Now, I mentioned earlier our position in terms of wireless access and so on, and then you just mentioned Josh working from home, and that, I think that's a great example right there, because I've done numerous projects with Josh. We've never met. I mean, face-to-face, we've met, but during the project.
Right.
It's all done through email. It's all done through exchanging files and editing and proofing and those kind of things. That's the nature of the business anymore, is being able to do things remotely. So even though you're located on Richards Avenue, somebody could easily be a client of yours without ever actually walking in the store.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our online presence is definitely there. People are currently utilizing it, and if they don't want to get out of their pajamas and leave their home, they can order all their business materials that they need at the comfort of their computer. Or if they want to come into the shop and have us walk them through the process, we'll sit them down at a desk and we'll take them by the hand and make sure they get exactly what they want. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to put in a plug for shopping locally. Of course, there are numerous online resources for these kinds of things. But if you shop locally, the money stays locally. You help create local taxes to provide for local services, and you create jobs locally. So I think if you're looking for graphics work to be done, give Graphics Guy a call. As I said, we've done a lot of business with them. We found them to be very competitive, first-class quality, and responsive. As I said, get things done in a hurry. Changes need to be made. You can do it right away, and shop local wherever you can. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm talking with Joe Allgood about Graphics Guy. Give the phone number again, Joe.
It's 473-1120.
473-1120 is Graphics Guy. A reminder, our Business After Hours in June will be Thursday, June 28th. We will be at the Prescott Studio, 1127 Siler Park Lane. That's the bright-colored studio, which is on the corner, basically, of Awa Freya and Siler Road. You'll see those giant colored sculptures out there. We're going to be at the Prescott Studio Thursday, June 28th. That starts at 5:30. Business over breakfast in June is Friday, June 1st, 8:30. We will be at the Doubletree by Hilton. It's the old Holiday Inn on the corner of Sirius Road and Rodeo Road. That starts at 8:30. It's on Friday, June 1st. We do need an RSVP. If you'd like to join us for that breakfast, please give us a call, 988-3279. It's $12 for chamber members and $20 for non-members. And again, the Business Awards, Thursday, June 7th at the Farmers Market Building. Going to take a break. Back in just a minute. From the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I'm speaking with Joe Allgood from Graphics Guy. Joe, talk a little bit about your background. We talked about Josh and how he got started, but you mentioned to me off the air that you have a broadcast journalism degree. It's a long way to go from there to graphics.
That's right. I graduated in 1993 from New Mexico State University with a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism. And
you should be on this side of the mic.
Yeah. Well, I have been on a mic before in various jobs in the past, and it was great fun. And I just decided to sort of expand, spread the wings, and move into other areas. And I also have a background in printing and copying from employment in my younger days. And that applied to my current situation. And when I was talking with Josh Wabright about our partnership, I mentioned that my degree ties in because there's a certain amount of public relations that goes into broadcasting. And he was very interested in being one who might run the shop while I'm out meeting people and introducing people who might not be aware of us, or at least may not be aware that we are back out in the community with a storefront location that they can conveniently access when they need our services. And so my broadcasting experience ties in with that in the public relations aspect. My print and copy experience comes from working in three of the local businesses over the last, 25 years on and off. And I gained a great deal of knowledge from that experience. And it applies, and it's been a good experience getting to know Josh, partnering up with him, and the future looks good. We're building that momentum, and I think it's going to be a positive result.
Now, what do you find rewarding in your career? As you mentioned, you've got different highlights looking back, but what do you enjoy about the job that you have currently?
What I enjoy the most, I think, is taking ownership and control over what I do and the products and service that I sell and the quality that I'm able to offer people. And by I mean Graphic Sky. And I think that is probably the single biggest reward that I get out of it. There is also the being a social kind of guy, there's mm-hmm. the pleasure of getting out to meet new people and see old acquaintances, old friends like yourself, as well as others. And I think, in a nutshell, the thing I enjoy the most is that, and just being a part of the community and really, really just being present in what's going on in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you mentioned that. You work, as I do, work with different businesses and see sort of a part of what's going on, new developments, new startups, new images, new locations, those kind of things. And
yes.
I get a lot of reward out of that kind of being able to help business start up and thrive.
Yeah, I have noticed that about you. You've been very helpful to many people, including us, over the years.
Well, thanks for saying that. Now, the flip side of the question is, what do you find challenging?
Oh, the biggest challenge, remaining competitive in the face of rising supply costs in increasingly competitive markets with technology evolving on a daily basis almost. One time, I don't know if it's quite this literal, but one time I was told that every 18 months, technology completely replaces itself, making anything that was made a year and a half ago obsolete today. And you got to keep up, and you got to keep your costs down so that you can offer your customers a quality product and a current product at a competitive price. And that can be challenging, but we're doing it, and I look forward to continuing to do it as we expand our customer base and continue to help people grow their businesses while they try to do the same.
That's interesting you mentioned that about the technology, because I imagine things like printers that you have, software, computers, that capability, you have to be able to plan ahead in terms of investing in that infrastructure for your business in the future. You don't want to spend a whole lot of money on a machine that's going to be obsolete in 2 or 3 years.
Absolutely.
That's got to be a real challenge in the graphics world, because things do change so fast. The other piece I think is interesting is in terms of ink and sustainability and those kind of things. Talk a little bit about your operation in a nuts and bolts sense.
All right. I'm glad you brought up ink. One thing I did want to make sure to mention is that we do our best to be as environmentally friendly and supportive as possible. We offer recycled paper products, and we use soy-based inks and solvent-free inks in our offerings. And customers can know that when they do business with Graphic Sky, they are supporting the environment and promoting a healthy environment that we all live in on a sustainable level. And I think that's as important as anything else we could do, is to make sure that we leave the world in as good a condition as we found it, if not better. And Graphic Sky is working, in addition to providing the services and products we do, to that end, which is be environmentally conscientious and do our best to sustain the planet. The community.
And speaking of community, you've helped us out. We're a nonprofit. We're always looking at our bottom line. I mean, everybody is, but particularly in terms of a nonprofit, we try to get as much as we can from our few dollars. Talk about how Graphic Sky is involved in the community in terms of your support for different organizations.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, when Josh started the business in 2004, he was working with environmental entities and very interested in that. And currently, we're involved in the community by actively seeking relationships with nonprofit organizations, and we try to support them with our products and our services by giving them special pricing, because we believe in what they do and we want to see them succeed at achieving their goals while we do the same and achieve ours. And it is a symbiotic relationship, to be sure.
One more time, Joe, give the contact information, your address, your phone number, etc., email.
All right, it's Graphic Sky Printing, Copying, and Design. The phone number is 473-1120. The address is 3217A Richards Lane, and that's in the Richards Avenue Business Park off Henry Lynch Road and Rufina. And the email, you could email me at joe@graphicsky.com, and I'll take care of whatever you need.
And with all of my guests on the show, everyone is a member of the Chamber. If you go to santafechamber.com, click on the business directory link, you can search there, search for graphics or printing or design, and Graphic Sky listing will come up. You can click right through from there and get their contact information there as well. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Reminder one more time, the Daniels Insurance Red Carpet Awards event is Thursday, June 7th at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Building. Starts at 5:30. We're going to present the businesses of the year, including the green business of the year. We were just talking about sustainability. We have a great winner in the green business of the year category. If you want more information, give us a call, 988-3279. Go to santafechamber.com or email me, simon@santafechamber.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week right here on Talk 1260 KTRC.